Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is from Ralph Hoyt, a poet and locative media producer based in the UK.
This is Ralph Hoyt calling from Bristol. I make soundscapes and sound art either on my own or together with my three-man combo SatSynth. That's with Phil Phelps and Mark Yates. At the moment, I'm working on something I'm calling Colston's Last Journey, which is a piece of sound art, a soundscape, which follows in the tracks the Colston statue was dragged from his plinth in the centre of Bristol along Broad Quay, which of course used to be water where the ships were moored up, and to Perrow's Bridge where he was flung into the water. It's called Colston's Last Journey, but it's not specifically about Colston. It just hangs thoughts, experiments, and artwork around the theme of the legacy of slavery in Bristol. My vision for walking in 2040, wow, well, I think I've been in this medium for quite a long time, and I sort of have the constant feeling that it's never quite achieved its potential. So I'm looking at things like, and I think some people have abandoned it sort of along the way. I think it has a future as part of augmented and virtual reality. So I'm thinking about things like where's opera going in the now and in the future? What about classical music? Classical music on a located audio platform is something I think about an awful lot. What about classical contemporary music, such as my partner in SatSynth, Mark Yates's music, which is ideally suited to located media? What about the future of storytelling? All kinds of interactive. Activity, because, of course, we SatSynth have built our own 3D spatialized platform to create these experiences, which is extremely interactive. I'm thinking about self-generated music and word universes, which have their own existence, and you just sort of tap into them every now and then and see what they're doing. So storytelling, come back to storytelling in locations, has a great future and will be big in 2039. Where did all the words go which people have spoken over the ages? And can we retrieve them somehow? I suppose they must have been stored up like in the stone tapes. They've been etched into stone somewhere. You know, I mean, how many fish does it take to pedal a tricycle? That sort of thing.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Thank you. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.